Blog Talk Radio.
Return the sender. Return the sender.
I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it.
Return the sender. Address unknown. No such number. No such phone. We had a quarrel. A lover's past.
I dropped it in the mailbox and sent it special deep. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it.
Return to sender. Address unknown. No such person. No such zone.
And the Spirit of America Party book. We're in bad shape, folks. You can't even go to a disco without getting gunned down. The United States is going to look worse than Europe. And, you know, ISIS announced about 2 weeks ago that their number one target was Florida. So down there at Disney World, you better start packing. And you better make sure that Mickey Mouse doesn't have an AK-47. It is really sad. Really sad. The divide and conquer people are now killing the splinter groups. It is very, very sad. And the only guy that can save us is El Trumpo. Only Trump can deal with terror. Don't let the Democrats, oh, by the way, that Muslim, that bad Muslim, that radicalized Muslim was a registered Democrat. So don't let the Democrats kill any more Americans. His name, I believe, and I could be spelling it wrong, Omar Siddiqui Metan. Now, he was a registered Democrat, and he killed those people using Democrat legal guns. And do you know what Siddiqui means in Arabic? Siddiqui means friend. Some friend this guy is, huh? Do you know where the word Siddiqui comes from? Saudi Arabia. You know why? Because the Saudis make a hooch, like moonshine, and they call it a Siddiqui, my friend. So, you see, all that glitters is not gold. Now, with friends like this, you don't need enemies. So I'm calling tonight for gun confiscation, taking the guns away from the Democrats. I think that all Democrats should turn in their guns tomorrow. And then the forceps. And then we'll save Americans and babies. Then let them do penance for all the murders from babies to Benghazi. Who knows? They may even put God back on the party platform. And Trump promises we will say Merry Christmas again. Did you hear that, Target? Did you hear that, Macy's? Wait till the mothers have to buy Kevlar-coated baby carriages. Wait until you have to take your shoes off at Burger King. So, Right now we're going to take a moment of silence to pray for the dead and the wounded, going back to 911. And we pray to God tonight to spare the 22 GIs, to convince them that he loves them and does not want them to shortchange their life, to not take their life, but to wait until tomorrow when the sun comes up and start a new life. So we dedicate this memorial tune tonight to the 22 who will kill themselves tomorrow, and the 4,700 babies that will be chopped to pieces and sold for spare parts. I often wonder, when they sell a baby's brain for $3,400 and the buyer doesn't like it, can he return it for credit?
When I'm in trouble and I don't know where to go.
Boy, that was a fast 4 minutes. I opened up the show tonight with a tune from Elvis called Return to Sender. And I'm afraid that as the jihad gets stronger in the United States and Florida is target number one, I'm afraid that we may all be singing Return to Sender. We can't keep bringing in illegal invaders, and we can't keep bringing in undocumented Democrats from the Middle East. These people are killing, they're on a killing spree all over the world, and we cannot allow it to continue in this country. And also, the Democrats have got to stop the killing spree in Chicago. And the mayor of Chicago, whose famous saying is never let a good crisis go to waste, is wasting the lives of Chicagoans. And they're being shot. Six-year-old children are being shot. And it all comes down to drugs. Drugs is the catalyst that breeds gunplay. And you can take the guns away from every law-abiding citizen, and you will live in terror. You just have to look at any country where there's only two armies that have guns. The military of that country and the drug lords. Nobody else is safe. So, there's gunning down at the gay nightclub of 50, and there's another 84, I think, that are wounded, and some may die also. And it was all done by one guy. And, of course, the media said he did it with a semi-automatic rifle. Okay, so who are you going to take the semi-automatics away from? Muslims? Or are you going to take them away from American veterans? Is that what you really want to do? Is that your goal? Are you the one world order people? Yes. Well, you know what you can do with your one world order? You can insert it as if it was a Bruce Springsteen guitar. And that should fit well. Bruce Springsteen is an enemy of the people. He sings anti-American songs and everybody thinks he's a hero. Just like everybody thinks that KGB agent Snowden is a hero. Yeah, he stood up for the First Amendment. If you had your way, there'd be no First Amendment. There'd be no amendments. There'd be no Constitution. The Declaration of Independence would be shredded. And we'd all be looking at a picture of Karl Marx and the price of fixed for the day on the marijuana and cocaine. Yes, that's what you want to do to my country. You want to destroy it. You play the race card. You play the homophobe card. You play all the cards. Those are all communist cards. The race card was created in the Kremlin back in 1914. That's how long the communists have been hammering away at American freedom. And if you're not careful, you're going to lose it all. So, I sent a little email to Donald Trump. Return to sender. If these people aren't going to meld and they've come here to kill us, then we got to return them to where they came from. Even the Anchor Babies, Daddy and Mommy, and the Anchor Baby. Get them all out. Sorry, pal. You're not blending. You're not melding. You're not an A pluribus unum person. You got to go. You're coming into discos to kill my sons and daughters. You got to go. And enough with the kumbaya crap. Kumbaya ended the day that a stewardess was stabbed on a plane that was going to land in the World Trade Center. Kumbaya went out the window as she begged for her life after seeing the pilot have his throat cut. And the people on that plane practiced on camels before they cut those people's throats. These people love to cut throats. As a matter of fact, they even cut the throats of their own wives. And even worse, in Afghanistan, when a husband is displeased with his wife, he cuts her nose at an angle so she looks like a pig. How's that? You want to be married to a guy like that? You don't want to be married to a guy like that. You want to see an 8-year-old girl, a bride, being traded for 10 cigarettes? Can you handle that? If you can handle that, you got to go to this guy's website and see what's really going on in the Middle Evil East. His name is Walid, W-A-L-I-D, and Shubat, Shu-N-Bat, S-H-O-E-B-A-T. And get a look at his pictures of what's really going on in the Middle East that the communist press here won't show you. They don't dare show you these pictures. But you better have a strong stomach. You have no idea what's going on in the Middle East. No idea whatsoever. And here's a surprise. Guess where the next Iraq is going to be? Mexico. Walid Shubat has on his website the beheading of 150 Mexicans. That's what's going on down in Mexico. Land of beauty where gardenias grow, but not people. And that's why they're coming over the wall. They're coming over the wall for a job, but that's the second reason. The first reason they're coming over the wall is for survival, because they don't want to be taken out of a classroom and buried alive. You think it's only going on in Iraq and Afghanistan? You have no idea what you're up against, and you'll be the last one to know. So, having said that, I went out to Donald Trump. I want to give him 15 points up in the polls. You know the saying, which is a great saying. I'll give you, there's two sayings. I'm going to give, I'm sorry to digress, but I had something happen. I learned of a situation that made me glow, that made me feel great. Okay? I was talking to a young lady, and she had watched a Vietnam documentary, and she's telling me how the documentary went. And she said that one GI outfit, got hit with a big bomb, and most of them got wiped out. And one guy was in a coma, and he could hear people talking over him, saying, he's dead, but he wasn't dead. And they put him in a body bag, and when she explained that part of her story to me, she broke down and cried. She bubbled and cried. And they put a tag on his toe, and they put him in a body bag, and they sent him to be buried or shipped home. Unfortunately, there was a doctor who has to sign off on everybody and make sure that they're dead. And he rubbed the sole of this guy's foot, and it was a reaction. And they saved his life, and he lived. So I was totally taken back by the emotion, because a lot of people used to spit on the GIs. A lot of communists who were against the war. They weren't against the war. They were against doing their duty. Yes, whether you like it or not, when Uncle Sam blows the trumpet, that you got to rise to the occasion. But it was easier to smoke weed and get dirty and go to wood crap and spit on GIs coming back than it was to stand up for your country. And today they still don't stand up for their country. And we know who they are. They're called Democrats. Yeah, and communists, which sometimes are one and the same. 40% of the country, I believe, is communist already. And you're all going to find out very soon. But anyway, so I was totally taken back by this girl's emotion. And you know what she said, her last words when she closed out the conversation? She said, they were all so young. And I really admired her for having that kind of patriotism and compassion. And I just learned by accident that Memorial Day, she was in a restaurant with two of her friends, two lady friends, and there were three sailors having a dinner. And they were woofing it down because they had to catch a ferry to get back to their ship. And she picked up their dinner tab, and she never said anything. never told anybody. We learned of it by accident. Isn't that great? That's one person doing more than a fair share. That's beautiful. And you know what Jesus says? If you do a good deed, don't brag about it. And she didn't say boo. Fantastic woman. And God loves her. So, that was the one thing I wanted to tell you about. And now I forgot the second thing, which was plainly on my mind. But I did go out to El Trumpo. And the one thing I've noticed now, you got to watch the Democrats, which are mostly communists. You notice Rob Reiner used to play Meathead on the Archie Bunker show? Well, he is a real meathead, and he is a commie. And he just labeled Trump a McCarthyite. Now, the only ones that use the McCarthyite label are communists because, and they believe, had McCarthy succeeded, they would all be in jail or in the electric chair like the communist Rosenbergs. And if somebody labels you a McCarthyite and you counter with you're a Rosenberg, they counter with you're an anti-Semite. But I counter with my greatest hero is a Jewish judge who I love and admire. And his name is Judge Kaufman from New York. And he sentenced the Rosenbergs to death. And he wrote a one-pager on why they had to die. And you got to read it. And you can Google it, because I found it the other day just by writing Judge Kaufman Rosenbergs. K-A-U-F-M-A-N. Judge Kaufman. Even if you just do Judge Kaufman, you'll probably, his Rosenberg decision will come up. One of the greatest American heroes of all time. But Hollywood is now playing the McCarthy card. So all the communists are now coming out of the woodwork. And their job is to use the, crank up those label machines and label you an anti-Semite, or label you a homophobe, label you a an anti a racist. Label you a racist. These people, they you know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican when they get wounded? The Republican crawls into a corner and licks his wounds. The Democrat licks everybody's wounds. Do you know the difference between a Democrat and a Republican? And rhinos are Democrats, just in case you think I'm dyed-in-the-wool Republican. I have lost faith in the conservative movement, thanks to the Weekly Standard and thanks to the National Review. I no longer consider myself a conservative. I consider myself mainstream American. I'm with the Latinos. I'm with the gospel people. I'm with the American Indian. I'm with the Irish, the Italians. I'm with all Americans. Everybody there can go into the melting pot and come out American. And if you can't go into the melting pot and come out American, we don't want you here. We don't want you here because you're probably going to destroy this country. And we don't want you playing any of the cards that the communists gave you to play on us. So, you can insert that Bruce Springsteen guitar. Bruce Springsteen has a song called Born in the USA, and everybody sings it. Everybody sings it, and they consider it patriotic. But if you go to the second stanza, Bruce Springsteen says, sent to Nam to kill the yellow man. Well, first we were sent to Korea to save the South Korean, who happens to be yellow. Today, we have a nuclear umbrella over Japan to save Japan, and the Japanese happen to be yellow. And then we went to Nam to protect the South Vietnamese, who happened to be yellow. So we didn't go to Nam to kill the yellow man. We went to Nam to kill the communists and to stop the domino theory, which works. And now it's working state by state. Has anybody seen Washington State lately? Oregon? California? You never know. You never know who's going next. So, I just thought I'd mention that to you. And then we're going to turn to Donald Trump, and we're going to give him 15 points in the polls. And that's courtesy of Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. You can see all my shows on Facebook. You can see all my shows on Twitter. And we've been with Trump since at least a year before his first debate when Fox News tried to kneecap him. We call a spade, and speaking of spades, Peter King is a lemon. Peter King, the congressman from Long Island, is a lemon. They trot him out on Fox to denounce Ted Cruz and to denounce Trump. Peter King is on the Intelligence Committee. The only thing intelligent about Peter King is the word intelligent. He gets his news from the media. He has no inside info. He doesn't know what's going on. Somebody said to him, did you know that ISIS has taken over Syria? He goes, who told you that? He says, did you know that ISIS has taken over Fallujah? Where did you see that? I'm watching the news. I don't see that. Peter King should resign because he's going to be of no help to Trump and the winning team. So, I suggested, you know, actions speak louder than words. I suggested to Donald Trump that he do a 3-day telethon and raise money for a private veterans hospital to be built in Perth Amboy, New Jersey, on the waterfront called The Landings. There is property over there that's in the hands of a relative of Donald Trump's. And he started to build a development there that was going to be upper middle class, and he never completed it. And the people that bought into his condos, all their mortgages are underwater. And it would make a great location for a VA hospital. And the good part about it is it's in the state of New Jersey. And the great part about it is it's in a Latino community. Perth Amboy is made up of a lot of Latinos, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, a lot of Portuguese. I've been there for years. Mexicans, okay? But he could build, like his new slogan is, make America great for everyone, which is great. He updated his slogan, which is great. And so he's got a relative that he could take that lemon off his hands, and he could do a 3-day telethon and raise money to build a private VA hospital in Perth Amboy, which would be waterfront. It has its own ferry landing. It's 25 minutes from Newark Airport. Anybody in the country can land at Newark and be at that VA hospital in 25 minutes. And it's 35 minutes from New York City. And it would draw the best talent. A private hospital, and don't have to put up with the bureaucratic lies and cover-ups. It would be staffed at tomorrow with people from all over the country. And that would give Donald Trump 15 points across the country in polls. So I just thought I'd mention that to you, and we'll drop back and we'll do a tune. You like rock and roll? We'll do Blue Moon as a little bit of doo wop. Bomb 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 picture of Hitler's new limo. It's a prison bus. And I did a bit called Trump Endorsed by the FBI. And Hitler-y is going, just cut a deal with nothing but communists, NBC. And you know, I use the word communist a lot. You know why? Because it's been erased from the American vocabulary. The brainwashers have successfully removed any thoughts of the threat of communism from the American psyche. And that's the truth. Okay, this is a must read. I gotta do this for you. Come on, Tom. Let's see, well, here we go. I saved this. Of course, this one's floating around. Somebody sent it to me, and I'm just going to relay it to you. Need to read and thank any military you see daily. And even if you were never in the military, more important to you because somebody is saving your life tonight. This is still important to you as it displays the type of attitude our current administration has. Cindy Williams was appointed by Obama as Assistant Director for National Security in the Congressional Budget Office. This is an airman's response to Cindy Williams' editorial piece in the Washington Post. Folks, I love Jeff Bezos. I think he is a sage, a business sage. He has more foresight. He is ahead of the curve. But I do not like his political views, and he bought the Washington Post, which was always a rag, a communist rag to me. So Cindy Williams wrote an editorial piece about military pay, and it should be printed in all newspapers across America. Cindy Williams, a young airman from Hill Air Force Base, responds to her article below. He ought to get a bonus for this. Miss Williams, I just had the pleasure of reading your column, Our GIs Earn Enough. How's that? In my book, The Spirit of America Party, before I was really into a jihad and the 911 situation, I said, if you want to never send an American soldier to war, give him a $1 million death benefit. and $500,000 per loss of limb. Now with inflation, I say give them a $5 million death benefit and $2 million per loss of limb and vital organ. And then you'll see the left saying, we can't send them. The Democrats get you into war and they leave you to die on the battlefield, promising never to run again. You don't believe that. That's because you've been brainwashed. So she said our GIs earn enough. Frankly, I'm wondering where this vaunted overpayment is going, because as far as I can tell, it disappears every month between DFAS, that's the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, and my bank account. Checking my last earnings statements, I see that I made $1,117.80 before taxes per month. After taxes, I take home $874.20. There should be no taxes taken out of military pay, none whatsoever. Military shouldn't have to pay any tax. When I run that through the calculator, I come up with an annual salary of $13,413 before taxes and $10,000 after taxes. I work in the Air Force Network Control Center, where I am part of a team responsible for a 5,000-host computer network. I am involved with infrastructure segments, specifically with Cisco Systems equipment. A quick check under jobs for network technicians in the Washington, D.C. area reveals a position in my career field requiring 3 years' experience in my job. Amazingly, this job does not pay $13,000. No, this job is being offered at $70,000 to $80,000 per annum. I am sure you can draw the obvious conclusions. Given the tenor of your column, I would assume that you never had the pleasure of serving your country in her armed forces. Before you take it upon yourself to once more castigate congressional and DOD leadership for attempting to get the families in the military lowest the pay brackets off the WIC and food stamps, so our GIs are on food stamps, folks, I suggest that you join a group of deploying soldiers heading for Afghanistan. I leave the choice of separate service branch up to you. Whatever choice you make, though, opt for the six-month rotation. It will guarantee you the longest possible time away from your family and friends, thus giving you full deployment experience. As your group prepares to board the plane, make sure to note the spouses and the children who are saying goodbye to their loved ones. Also take care to note that several families are still unsure of how they'll be able to make ends meet while the primary breadwinner is gone. Folks, in Fort Leavenworth, there are at least 10 unjustly tried Americans with families who were charged with fighting back without following the Obama guidelines, and they got 15 years in prison for killing the enemy. And what's sad is that they're living, and they are the family breadwinner, and they're in prison, and their families are starving, and because they lost all benefits, their families are starving, and their breadwinner is in prison. And not only are they starving, but they're living a life of shame and disgrace because legally they were charged with crimes against the United States government of Obama. Not one person has stood up and tried to help these guys. Not one politician. We got over 400 congressmen. Yeah, maybe there's one guy out there that nobody's listening to. Senators, I doubt if there's one. They're too busy lining their pockets. One term per termite solves that problem, folks. These people should not have careers sucking on the blood of the American taxpayer. try to deploy over a major holiday. Christmas and Thanksgiving are perennial favorites. And when you're actually over there sitting in a foxhole, shivering against the cold desert night, and the flight sergeant tells you that there aren't enough people on shift to relieve you for chow, remember this trade, whatever MREs, meals ready to eat, you manage to get for the tuna noodle casserole or cheese tortellini and add Tabasco to everything. This gives some flavor. Talk to your loved ones as often as you're permitted. It won't be nearly long enough or often enough. But take what you can get and be thankful. I disagree with most of your points you present in your open piece, but tomorrow from Kabul, I will defend to the death your right to say it. You see, I'm an American fighting man, a guarantor of your First Amendment right and every other right you cherish. On a daily basis, my brother and sister soldiers worldwide ensure that you and people like you can thumb your collective noses at us, all on a salary that is nothing short of pitiful and under conditions that would make most people cringe. We hemorrhage our best and brightest into the private sector. We can't offer the stability and pay of civilian companies. I'm going to jump to a tune. That's he closes with the nephew. No, he doesn't. I'm only kidding. We'll go to a tune. We're going to give you Bobby Darin.
Much for moonlit skies, never wink back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. And I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on a mistletoe. Now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. You know I used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and lit that spark. That's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. Never saw rainbows in my wine. Now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning.
I'm going to give you a jazz tune. It's kind of long, but it's got a real nice sound. I may have to cut it short, but here we go. Herbie Mann on flute. Thank you. had to cut it short. That was pretty good, though. Did you like that? The vibraphone guy was next. It's a nice set. It runs about 8 minutes, I think. What was I going to tell you? Oh, you got Father's Day coming up, right? And this is just a reminder to fathers. Kids, do you remember when you were the most powerful man on the face of the earth in the eyes of your children? Did you ever get that feeling? How they looked up to you? It's kind of hard to disappoint them when they're so believing, huh? Do you remember when your little girl fell down and hurt herself and she said, "Help me, Daddy"? There's a lady named Kate Stiley who was once a little girl, and she was reminiscing about being a little girl, and she was walking on a San Francisco pier with her father, and a guy shot her in the back, an illegal invader. And the Democrats will tell you that Trump is not going to get the illegal invader vote. Not one illegal invader is going to vote for Trump. They're all going to vote Democrat. And when Kate Stiley went down with a bullet in her back, she committed no crime. She hurt nobody's feelings. And her last words before she died were her little girl's words. Her, as a little girl, her words, "Daddy, help me." How would you like to be that father? Leaning over, God's gift to you. And she's gone. If that guy was not allowed back into the United States, she would be alive today. But when it comes to a communist agenda, they have a saying. You have to break a few eggs to make an omelet. Her life means nothing to the cause of the takedown of the United States. You better wake up, America. You better start learning to say the word communist, because that's who's taking you down. I'll give you another tune. We'll dedicate it to Kate and her father.
What you've made for me since the day we met. Heaven on earth, it's all been so thrilling. I never can forget. Heaven on earth, along with an angel, is living in dreams. You've made a heaven
there's a book that I sometimes put up on my video clips, and it's a picture of Lenin and the hammer and sickle and a hypodermic needle in crack rocks. And it's called Red Cocaine, The Drugging of the West. If somebody attacks you with mustard gas, your life is over in a few minutes. If they attack you with nerve gas, your life is over in a few minutes. But if they attack you with drugs, you don't consider that to be chemical warfare. But you're a walking, living experiment, and eventually you will die from it. In 2014, 10,000 Americans died from heroin-only overdoses. 10,000 Americans died from heroin-only overdoses. We lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq. We lost, and Obama covered it up, 2,400 Americans in Afghanistan. And it was covered up. The only ones that Obama didn't cover up was Benghazi. He tried, but he got caught. And the CH-47 chopper takedown, which was an ambush, those two he couldn't keep under wraps. 2,400 dead Americans. You know how he kept them under wraps? He classified them as NATO troops to be identified later. Yet, if Bush lost a toenail, a picture of it was on the front page of all the communist media. Not only that, but his name, rank, serial number, the name of his town, and if they could get to his mother with 10 microphones, they stuck him in her face and said, and asked, how does it feel to know your son is dead under George Bush? But the sons who died under Obama bin Laden bin Laden, they didn't even get the courtesy of a thank you for your service. They were classified as NATO troops. Everybody thinks they were buried in Holland. It's really sad. Drugs is chemical warfare against the American people. And the only way you're going to beat drugs is not do the first one. The day you do the first one, you're compromised. Somebody has penetrated your final protective line. You're in trouble. And the recovery rate from heroin is 1%. And now they got drugs that you can't believe the damage that they do. There are drugstores that have signs that say, we no longer carry OxyContin, because they don't want to get robbed. So I'm going to play you a little song called It's Hip to Be Square.
Couldn't take punishment and had to settle down.
in Greek mythology, there were beautiful women who used to sit on rocks by the sea. They were called sirens, and they would lure ships to be destroyed, sailors to be destroyed on the rocks. And that's what drugs does. You cannot beat drugs. Drugs will scar you for life. Just look at the good drugs that do good things for you and read the side effects. You ever see the one for crazy legs? If you suffer from crazy legs, you can take this pill and you will be rid of crazy legs. And the side effects are suicide and gambling. So, don't think you can play with fire and not get burned. The recovery rate, I told you, from heroin is less than 1%. And Mr. Kicks knows how everybody gets their fix.
Permit me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. I dwell in a dark dominion away down by the river Styx. The devil has sent me here because I'm full of wicked tricks. And I'm such a popular fellow among all you lunatics. I teach a course in ruination from the devil's text. To fools who can't withstand temptation, step right up, you're next. I hail from a hollow hellhole down along the river Styx. Allow me to introduce myself. The name is Mr. Kicks. When an old wolf starts prowling out among the young lambs howling, don't you know he's looking for kicks? When a young cat full of fly tricks spends his evenings chasing fly chicks, 10 to 1 he's looking for kicks. Kicks is always in demand, cause Kicks is full of fun and laughter. Lots of folks get out of hand because it's only Kicks they're after. Shady lady and her lover operating undercover. She knows sin and virtue don't mix. Her mama raised her prim and proper, but now while her pills couldn't stop her when she's on a manhunt for Kicks. Looking for kicks, just kicks, nothing but kicks. I'm Satan's sinful servant sent to get you in a fix. So look me up just anytime. The name is Mr. Name is Mr. Name is Mr. Kick.
We're gonna wrap up our show. I thank you for listening. I wish you Godspeed in everything you do. And may you be in heaven at 10 minutes before the devil finds out you're dead. And we'll close with a tribute to a beautiful mother and a beautiful child. And here we go. He said,
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary,
Our show, folks. God keep you safe. God keep you.